Ukraine prepares for new Russian Donbass push, and Doctor Strange 2 rules North American box office for second weekend. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Monday, May 16. Ukraine is preparing for a new Russian push in the eastern Donbass region, as Kyiv said its army's counterattack around Kharkiv has gained momentum. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine is preparing for new attempts by Russia to attack Donbass and is intensifying its movement in the south of the country. Zelensky said the occupiers still do not want to admit that they are in a dead end. Sweden will send a delegation of diplomats to Turkey to discuss a Scandinavian country's decision to apply for NATO membership. Swedish Foreign Minister Ann Lind confirmed that the delegation will visit Ankara very soon to evaluate the ruling Social Democratic Party's decision in favor of joining NATO. On Russia's reaction to Sweden's application for NATO membership, Lind said, "Russia violated our confluence area and made disinformation campaigns against Swedish people." Palestinians rallied to mark the Nakba, or catastrophe, on Sunday, with condemnation spreading over a police raid on the funeral of slain journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. Demonstrations were held in several countries on the Nakba Day, where nearly 800,000 Palestinians were driven out of their homes by then-Zionist Israeli paramilitaries in 1948. During rallies in occupied West Bank and besieged Gaza, protesters flew balloons bearing the names of cities occupied by Israel. Some protesters held pictures of journalist Abu Akleh, a Palestinian-American who was killed last week by Israeli troops. Somalia has handed Hassan Sheikh Mohamud the presidency for a second time following a long-overdue election in the troubled Horn of Africa nation. After a marathon poll involving 36 candidates, parliamentary officials counted over 165 votes in favor of former president Mohamud. Mohamud faces a daunting task in the country of 15 million people, which is suffering drought, hunger, and seemingly never-ending conflict. And finally, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is again the number one movie at the North American box office. In its second weekend of release, the latest installment in Disney's Marvel Cinematic Universe has collected $61 million from over 4,500 theaters. Universal's disturbing remake of Stephen King's Firestarter fizzled with $3.8 million from more than 2,400 screens while landing simultaneously on Peacock. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.